Law enforcement agencies in eastern Maine are criticizing that decision by Verizon Wireless to terminate cell service due to what they say is excessive cost. Police say the company's decision will have an adverse impact on their work and on the ability of residents to call 911. Verizon officials remain tight-lipped today regarding the actual number of dropped customers, which some sources say could be as many as 2,000. A.J. Higgins has more.
3 years ago, residents of Washington and eastern Hancock counties threw their support behind an effort to expand cell phone service throughout the region with more than a dozen new towers along Routes 1 and 9. Winter Harbor Police Chief Danny Mitchell says residents came to rely on that service until Verizon Wireless sent out notices informing many subscribers that they were terminating their contracts. Mitchell says it's hard for many locals to understand why they can't make calls from Schoodick Point while visiting Verizon customers can still connect to the network.
So, you know, they got to come out their door every day, look at a cell phone tower, and say, hey, I can't connect to that because Verizon won't let me.
And Mitchell says the loss of service could have a huge impact on law enforcement activities.
A lot of our calls come in via 911. With less of a signal, your geographic location, your positioning becomes larger and larger.
In neighboring Washington County, Sheriff Barry Curtis says he and his operational staff are still attempting to gauge the full consequences of Verizon's decision that he says could adversely impact the department's response time. He's reaching out to his county commissioners for guidance in a situation that he says is setting the county back several years.
It's kind of difficult sitting in this seat, you know, as far as being the sheriff here. I'm in contact with the commissioners. I'm hoping that, you know, they're going to be stepping up to the plate here and assisting us in this too, you know, filing their complaints because, you know, we're going to need all the help we can get here.
There has to be some answers. I don't understand how they could do that to these people.
Senator Joyce Maker is a callous Republican who has fielded a lot of calls from constituents. Maker hasn't said whether she would support a legislative response to the Verizon decision and, like most members of the Washington County delegation, is still trying to find out from Verizon exactly what they've done, how many people are affected, and why they terminated their advertised service plans. Maine Public Advocate Barry Hobbins also has a number of questions for Verizon.
Because it's not cost-effective for them, now they're going to pull the plug and pull the plug on 2,000 customers. Then that becomes an issue.
Verizon officials have thus far declined to be interviewed and have instead issued emails saying the actual number of dropped customers is, quote, a fraction of the 2,000 figure cited by Hobbins. David Weissman, public relations manager for Verizon's Northeast Market, says Verizon will continue to utilize the cell tower network in Downeast Maine to provide additional coverage for their customers. He says that the coverage area is not changing and that the company is simply disconnecting a small number of customers whose primary data usage is outside of the Verizon service area. Verizon has given dropped customers until October 17th to find new cell phone service providers, after which they will not be able to retain their current telephone numbers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.